Episode number 132 of Backquote. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Terrence Vargas. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is audio. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. The range of tasks for understanding audio is constantly growing, from diagnosing dementia and speech to detecting humpback whale calls with underwater microphones. In recent years, the development of a more accurate and accurate understanding of the sounds of human language and language has made enormous progress. By combining a leaf model with a small classifier such as EfficientNet B0, it can account for 0.01% of the total parameters. Adapting the filter bank to a new task can require a considerable amount of hand-tuning and experimentation. While some filter banks use a fixed pitch scale, Blatt can learn which scale is best suited for the task of interest. The researchers suggest a system to solve this problem, called SyncNet Wavegram, that matches the performance of traditional filter banks. On average, Leaf exceeds the average of all three of these filters, as well as a number of non-traditional filters. Instead, they rely on pre-processed data from a handmade, scaled spectrogram designed to replicate aspects of human auditory response. Leaf can be initialized randomly, but is initialized in a way that is close to the output of a MEL filter bank, which has proven to be a better starting point. Leaf spectrograms can also be trained on models that have been designed with MEL filters or filter banks as input features, as well as on other types of data. Note, for example, in the WEBVTT below, that the tone of emotional insight that is conveyed to the viewer changes with the frequency range of sound. This can help to create a mood that is otherwise generated by using a MEL filter bank instead of a standard filter bank like the one above. Although the consistency of human perception provides good inductive distortion, this distortion may be due to a number of factors, in particular, that imitation of the human ear is not important and that the recognition of whale calls is not important. In particular, filter banks give more importance to lower frequency ranges of sounds, so that there is a stronger correlation between low-frequency sounds and higher frequencies. Since standard MEL filters and filter banks are suboptimal, they cannot be used for most audio classification tasks. When a new text track is added to an item, the Add Track event list is notified and added to the text track list. Instead, the duration of the current time indicates the time when playback begins, which you can use to change this. Otherwise, the current time setting will look for the position of the media while it is being loaded, but the audio metadata is not yet available, so we do not know its start time. For example, if an audio media timeline starts at 12 hours and ends at 10 hours, setting to 3600 would fail and not be able to set the current playback position long before the media starts. Other audio media have timelines that do not start at 0 seconds, so setting the current time would fail. If it fails, no other audio will have a media timeline that does not start after that. If you like what you hear, click Download to get to the MP3 file, and then click Download at the bottom of the page to get more information about the file. When audio is being streamed, the user agent may not be able to obtain a portion of the resource because the data from the media buffer has expired. The browser estimates that not enough data is loaded before it can play the media, so it stops any further buffering of this content. This resource is fetched by sending an origin HTTP header to prevent resources from using the Canva element. It also contains fallback content and is not played automatically as the site has permission to do so, but it will still play as quickly as possible. To maintain a uniform appearance across all browsers, you need to create custom controls. These controls can be highlighted and styled as you want, and then you can use JavaScript via the HTML Media Element API to wire the custom control functionality. This is useful when creating a source that will be set as a media item later in user control. In the Sound Effects tab, you can use the filter in the search bar to find all the sound effects in a video. With this filter, you can also find all the audio effects for a particular sound effect, such as a guitar, piano, or guitar solo. Search results can be updated by clicking on the filters, and you can even refine the search results by right-clicking and selecting. You can also use the Web Audio API to generate and manipulate audio streams from JavaScript code to stream an existing audio file. If you need to connect the audio to another method, you can separate it by tapping More, and then tapping Disconnect in the Audio tab. To hear the ringtone, write Click on the microphone and switch to the speaker until you hear an answer. Or if you don't hear it, use a drop-down menu and click play. To avoid hearing a replay, go left. Click on it and switch to a microphone or use the drop-down menus. This is all for today, friends. My name is Terrence and this was episode 132 of Backquote. See ya next time.